This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, let us rejoice and be glad in Him, and be glad in Him. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in Him. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. We're looking at John, the 10th chapter, 11th verse. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd, does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. I tell you, we need shepherds that care for the sheep. We need shepherds that don't only think we're getting a paycheck at the end of the month, but that we care for the sheep, for they are in our experience. God puts people in our experience. We are not God. We cannot be God for them, but we can shepherd the sheep. We could care for the sheep. I get so upset when someone comes to me and said, I went to this person who's supposed to be in charge, and they haul it at me. There's no room for that. There's no room for that. The shepherd cares for the sheep. Even if the sheep is completely wrong, the shepherd wants to lead the sheep in the right way. This is real. And I'm going to tell you, if you're a mother and a father, you're a shepherd too. You shepherd your children. That's who you are. You're the good shepherd. They are your priority over your husband or your wife. Your husband and your wife comes first. But the priority is the children, to care for them. To care for them. Spiritually, physically, mentally, psychologically. It's your job. It's your vocation. I tell you, I get upset with mothers who just have babies and they go out and they go to work. And what do? They give their babies to someone else to take care of. What a shame that is. What a shame. They miss the experience of seeing that baby grow because of filthy lucre. Don't buy everything that you need. Live frugally. Take care of the children. They are the greatest gift that God gave you. Take care of your children. When they're older and they're in school, if then you want to work, work. But now, your children are the most important gift to you. We need mothers and fathers who care for their children. And I know there are some people that are single parents and they have to work. That they have to work. But do the best you can. Do the best you can. I'm not condemning anybody. A child needs a father and a mother. That is not always allowed or not always been. Like if your husband left, you've got to be mother to that child. If your husband, your wife left, you've got to be father to that child. Children are the great gift of God to his people. It is wonderful. There's nothing like a child. There's nothing like a baby. All the money in the world cannot replace a baby. Oh, they are God's gift to the married couples. What a gift that God gives them. Now, I'm telling you, the gift might be difficult to handle. They cry at 3 o'clock in the morning and want to be fed. Well, you have to care for the gift and give the gift the milk that he or she needs. Or whatever. Oh, yes, the greatest vocation, I'm going to tell you, above the Pope is a mother. The greatest vocation is the mother, not the priesthood, the mother who cares for her child, who cares for her children, who is like the good shepherd who would lay down her life for her child. When I was 13, I began to take seizures, and the seizure would leave me on the floor, knocked out. And when I awoke, I couldn't speak. I had no ability to speak until time went by. My mother cared for me. My father cared for me. They brought me to the best doctor, dealt with neurological problems, Dr. Lombroso. I didn't particularly like him. I just didn't want to go to another doctor, but he's the best in the country. And God bless me that after I took several seizures, they stopped. They stopped just the way they came. And now I have a gift to pray for people who have seizures. I'm seizure-free by the grace of God. But my mother and father were shepherding me, not to any doctor, but to the best doctor at Children's Hospital. That's it. What we need, what we do for our children, we want the best for them. And that's not always giving them gifts. I know people who have many gifts under the tree. So many you can't count. But are they giving themselves to their children? You see, all the gifts in the world will not make up the love that a mother or father has for a child and the time they spend with them.
And in heaven, you not only have a father, but you have a mother who Jesus gave us from the cross, who loves you with an infinite motherly love, that the father is often filled with justice, but the mother is all mercy for her children. That our blessed mother, she's praying and interceding for you in my life. When I wouldn't humble myself to come to Jesus, Mary brought me to her son, and she said, you need to save Anthony. You need to have mercy on Anthony. For Jesus is equal parts justice and mercy, but our blessed mother is all mercy. And you are her child, and she is looking over you. You see, whether you believe in the blessed mother, in her intercession, and that she is the mother of God, if you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Mary is your mother. If you are a Christian, Mary is your mother, and she is interceding for you, She is praying for you. She is watching over you from heaven. And Jesus, by his choice, has given her grace and authority at the throne of God that she can help you. Father, how did you get healed from the seizures as you were a young child?
Well, there's two things I want to say. Mary, our blessed mother, when I was a child, led me to Jesus Christ. She led me to the Lord, her son. At the age of 13, I took seizures. I took seizures, and they would come without warning. One day I was at my friend's house pulling in her clothes. I was out the window, and I decided to take a seizure. She wasn't 5 feet tall. She pulled me in. She pulled me in. Well, I was on the floor for a while and then woke up. It was an awful thing. But you see, God used that. People come to me with seizures. I'm seizure free. I pray with them and things happen. Oh, when I was a child, Mary was everything to me, our blessed mother. I had received a green scapula, which said, Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us now and at the hour of our death, amen. That green scapula came to me through a woman named Celia while I was taking seizures. I put that green scapula on quickly. And I'm going to tell you, many times I lost that green scapula. Once it was in the barrel outside.
I think I know who put it there.
And I found it. But you know, there was a time that I lost it and didn't need that specific green scapula anymore. But it was my experience that the Immaculate Heart of Mary was going to make me and pray for me that I would be seizure free. And I was. I was, by God's grace. By God's grace. But when people come to me with seizures, I know how to pray. I know how to pray. You see, God uses everything, even your sins that you confess. St. Paul was a great sinner. He put Christians in jail. He put his thumbs down to kill Stephen. God used that in another way when he became a Christian and gave his life to Christ. He not only went after people, he taught them. He stayed with them. He was a father to them. He heard their pains. He forgave their sins. I tell you, God wants to raise up people, that's you, to be good shepherds to your children, to your grandchildren. And the good shepherd isn't always nice. Sometimes the good shepherd has to get the crook and pull in the sheep, because it's getting wayward. Same with your children. You need not only to care for your children, but care with discipline. The discipline that Jesus shows to us. He disciplines us, you know. Oh, yes. There are times I want to do things, and he gets his crook around my neck, and he says, no. And I say, well, I'm going to do it anyway. And the crook gets tighter. And I say, okay, I won't do it. You see, we need to be careful about bringing up our children. We don't want to hurt them. We don't want to kill them. But we want to discipline them so that they become wonderful Christians, wonderful Catholics.
If you don't discipline your children, the world's going to discipline them. And it's not going to be in a Christian ordered way.
That's right. That is right. I remember my brother had tuberculosis. And with tuberculosis, he was called to go into the play in the snow. My mother said to the boy, now my brother was so different than me. My mother said to the boy, you can go out and play, but you are not to get wet. He had just finished tuberculosis. Well, guess what he had? He came in soaking. Oh, my mother said, I will not tolerate this. I brought you from death to life in the name of Jesus. And now you're punished. And it's a punishment that I'll keep. She loved him so much. She loved him so much. This is real. There is nothing like a mother's love. Oh, a father loves too. That's true. But there's nothing like a mother's love. The mother carries the child 9 months in the womb. The mother cares for the child until the child goes to school and then cares for them after school. There's nothing like a mother. Thanks be to God for mothers. No, they're not perfect. But where would we be without our mother? And where would we be without Mary, our mother, again? You remember? She said, let it be done unto me according to your word. I will conceive and bear the Son who will be called Holy Son of God. Where would we be without Mary? I know people think we worship Mary. Never did I once worship Mary. But she was the woman. The spotlight was on her from heaven to bring into the world the Lord Jesus Christ. And she was at all the key places where Jesus was. She was there when he was lost in the temple at 12. She was there when he did his first sign at Cana, multiplying water into wine. She was there as they walked and preached. She was there. She was there under the cross. Woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother. Oh, Mary was everything to Jesus. I don't know if you ever watched The Chosen, but you can see that Jesus really loves his mother in that telecast, that he really loves her. He picks her up and tosses her around, that Jesus loves his mother. I tell you, that's the way it is. She was under the cross. The pain that Jesus felt on the cross, Mary felt spiritually under the cross.
Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. You know, no one thinks Mary's God. If you don't understand Mary, you don't understand the ministry of intercession. But different than any other intercessor, because Jesus gave her to all of our followers, to all of his followers, to be their mother. And as your mother, she has special favor and special power with not only Jesus, but the Father as well. And if you get Mary's favor, you get the favor of Jesus, because Jesus never says no to his mother. A good son never says no to his mother. And she is filled with mercy. You see, what did Jesus say? It is not my time yet. But one word from our blessed mother He turned the water into wine, and he started the public ministry. One word from the Blessed Mother to Jesus, and Jesus follows what she tells her to do. People don't like it, but it's the truth. You have a mother who loves you infinitely in heaven. You know, if someone brought me into their family, but they weren't good to my mom, how could I ever love them? That they think by putting down my mom or not understanding the value that I've given her was somehow honoring me? It would hurt my heart. I would send them out. You know, a good son loves and reveres his mom. It is the biggest lie from the devil to think that anyone thinks that Mary is God. To think that anyone thinks we're praying to Mary. That Mary is God and she can answer our prayers. But what we know is Mary can take our prayers right to the throne of Jesus, right to the throne of the Father. And we know that if our Blessed Mother tells our Lord Jesus Christ to do something, he always does it. She never does anything that's not the will of God. And she is not dead. She is alive. She is alive. We are living in mystical union with all of heaven. Heaven exists in another dimension. The saints are alive. Our Blessed Mother is alive. Jesus is alive. You know, if we could open our eyes to see the unseen realm, we would see we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. We would see that our guardian angel, which God has given to us on the day of conception, he's standing right above you right now. We would see that there's demons there trying to put bad thoughts in our mind and get us to sin. Just because we can't see something doesn't mean it doesn't exist. We can't see cell phone waves, but they're there. You see, the physical realm is controlled by the unseen realm. The physical realm is controlled by what's occurring in the spirit. And in the spirit, God gave us a whole army. Jesus is the commander, but he has appointed generals which are there to help us. And when we invoke these saints, when we invoke the Blessed Mother, when we invoke Saint Michael and the angels, it doesn't hurt God. It glorifies God because we are using God's system, and it gives us more power and more grace. And the demons begin to tremble. You see, when the exorcists pray and they can't get a demon out, and they begin to invoke the Blessed Mother. In deliverance, when the Blessed Mother shows up, it's over. Because God has given her the grace. Not because of her. God has given her the grace to trample on the head of the serpent. And when Mary comes, the demons shriek. When the Blessed Mother shows up, the demons are defeated and they are sent back to hell. It's a mystery of God, why God chose a 14-year-old virgin to display Satan as the most powerful and beautiful created being in the world. Not God, but a created being. You see, from all of eternity, the devil knew that Jesus was God. He didn't like that he would have to submit to a God who would have to take the form of a human, who is like an ant compared to human. But when he found out that not only would he have to submit to God as a human, but a human being who is a created being just like the devil would displace Satan as the most beautiful and powerful being to ever be created, it was then that he could not stand it. He rebelled and he hated God in a crazier way.
I remember an exorcism taking place at Medjugorje, and the exorcist called on the Blessed Virgin Mary. The woman that was being exorcised started to curse the Blessed Virgin Mary, called her a tramp, called her a wayward woman, called her all these dirty names in Italian. Oh, yes. Things were raveled up when the priest called on the Blessed Virgin Mary. And I'm going to tell you something. I would not be a priest today if it was not for our Blessed Mother.
I would not be saved today.
You see, I loved the Blessed Mother when I was a child. I loved her. She was so wonderful to me. And guess what? She brought me to Jesus.
And she is your mother if you've given your life to Jesus. And Jesus wants you to get to know her, to love her, to honor her, to speak and see her as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ does.
O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.